My friend, you're here because you want English skills that help you connect with people on a deeper level. So join the free accent training community on school.com today and get some momentum going with your American accent development. Open the link in the description and request to join the free accent training community while spots are available, my friend. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Accent Training Podcast. My name is Pat. I'm your personal American accent coach. And today I'm here to talk once again about you. Now, I'm talking, of course, about the letter U and the sound But I want you to understand you. And I want you to understand how you can use you to master the American accent by applying this extremely versatile sound to a much larger degree. I'm going to tell you three major instances where we use the sound, and it's going to change the way that you use English forever. Now, we make this sound by just letting your jaw muscles relax and your teeth open slightly. Touch the backs of your lower front teeth with the tip of your tongue. Feel where your gums meet your tongue. Then, lower the sides and the back of your tongue to that same position. That's going to give you the position that your tongue needs to be in to make the sound, This is where Americans' tongues rest when they're not speaking. It's very important for your development. We then take a good deep breath in through the nose, filling the belly, and holding your tongue in that position, we just open your mouth lightly and say, We're not opening your teeth up wide. We're not going, ah. And we're not having them too close together, like, But we're just opening your jaw lightly, like 1 centimeter. Now, a habit that I want you to keep up that we practiced in our last episode is projecting this sound from your diaphragm, right from the belly. This will give you the power in your voice to pronounce vowels as clearly as possible. And it'll change the habit from making strong consonants and weak vowels to making strong vowels and weak consonants. Now, this sound is what we call the short U. It's a static, unmoving sound. Your jaw doesn't move. It holds in that position when you pronounce it. And your tongue stays in one position when you pronounce it. This is what we hear. We hear this when U's pronounced without having other vowel sounds around it. So, for example, if you say the word cut, cut, C-U-T, has this But then C-U-T-E is cute, ew, cute, us, U-S, just that, us. But then U-S-E, use, use. So if you put another vowel sound around U, it's going to change it to a moving vowel. Ew. And we're not working on those ones today. Now, with this short U, we got to get a feel for it as a warm-up. So repeat a couple of words after me. Under. Must. Plus. Rush. And how about a couple short phrases? Cut off. Have fun, under pressure, just enough. Becoming more familiar to you, you've heard some of these words. You probably use some of these words. You recognize the short U. But here's where this gets tricky. Sometimes short U, like, is gonna come out in words that won't have a U spelling. Oh makes a short U sound sometimes. Now here's the tricky thing. There are no rules for this. The exact words where O sounds like a U are just something that you've got to listen for and you got to recognize and you got to repeat. For that reason, we're going to talk about a few useful words where O sounds like U so that you can start to immediately apply what you're learning right now in your daily life consistently so that it starts to grow into a habit that you don't forget. And that's how you develop the English-speaking sound and flow that Americans are used to. Listen closely to these words with an O spelling that make a U sound. Done. Color. Oven. Month. Monday. From. Love. Glove. Nothing. Some. Brother. Another. Become. All of these words are spelled with an O in the stressed vowel, but pronounced with a U, an sound. Here are some quick little phrases for you to start applying these words with this new sound in your regular spoken English. I'll be done soon. Monday morning. I have 1 month left. It's becoming an issue. Double or nothing. I love that. Set the oven to 350. I've got some money. Where did you come from? Autumn colors. Country music. It doesn't happen often. There are tons of common words where O makes a U sound. O spelling sounds like instead of ah. All right, so now we've talked about U spelling sounding like We got U in a word with no other vowels around. We've talked about O spelling sounding like There's no particular rule for it. You pretty much just have to get good at listening and repeating the sound. The third and final use of that we're going to talk about today is the most widely used sound in the American accent, what we call the schwa. Schwa. Now, schwa isn't a letter. It's just a sound. Any vowel, mainly in an unstressed syllable, can be replaced by a schwa. Now the thing is, schwas make the sound like but they make it real weak and real quiet. This is the sound that we hear in words like about, because, because, July, July, respond, respond. We're using the same position that we've been discussing for the last three episodes, the kind of position, but we're not giving it a strong sound. Now, the point of the schwa is that it gives contrast to our stress, gives contrast to our words. It makes them go up and down when we speak. There's no one single rule that's going to make identifying that schwa easy for you. But there is one common denominator to set you in the right direction, to help you understand how to identify these and how to use them for yourself. So as I've said, schwas replace the vowels of unstressed syllables, you know, the weaker sounds in words, so that we keep them quick and quiet. That's the thing, quick and quiet, unstressed syllables. Gives our speech a rising and falling kind of tone. The words that you know for sure are going to have unstressed syllables are the grammar words. Right? The function words. Words that aren't giving really details, but they're there for structure when you're speaking. Words like... So, for example, articles. The, an. Like I'd say, it's the best. It's the best. I wouldn't say it's the best. It's the best. Take a nap. Take a nap. Take a nap, not take a nap. Take a nap. An apple. An apple. Not an apple, but an apple. So articles are a great example of schwas using the resting tongue position to keep sounds quick and quiet. Another example of schwas are when we have these function words in the middle of sentences. Words like or, of, do, can. What do you think? What do you think? This is one of my favorites. Wanna. One of my favorites. I can help. I can help. Those grammar words are using a quick and quiet schwa. They're just giving it a weak sound. So that's a great way to identify schwas. Articles definitely use the schwa. And function words in general, the grammar words, use that schwa. And I have one more use that I want to bring to your attention. Now, this one is a little bit less frequent, but it's pretty common. Words beginning with an unstressed A. So like a weak A. Not the strong syllable, but the weak syllable. An unstressed A will often get an schwa sound. Not always, but often. Here are some examples. Along. Again, another, about, America. And notice in that last word, America, America. America is full of schwas. It's got three of them. Only the air in the middle is getting, you know, a strong vowel sound. Everything else is weak. America. Let's hear those in some sentences. Let's move along. I'd love to go again. Try another time. I'm about to leave. The Bank of America. I'll allow you to come along. According to this agreement, we'll be available. According to this agreement, we'll be available. Now that covers the three major uses of the sound U spelling when there's no vowels around. O, where in some select common words, a U sound is being made. and the schwa, which, like, the symbol for it is the upside down E in the phonetic alphabet, but there's no real spelling for the schwa. It just gets an kind of sound. Why is all of this important? Why have I dedicated 3 episodes? Why have I put so much into sharing this information with you about the sound? I do it for 3 reasons. Reason number 1, this is the resting tongue position of American English speakers. If you want to develop an American sound in your speech, then you need to develop American tongue positions. This is the position that Americans use the most. So you gotta make sure that you can do it confidently and consistently. Reason number 2, using as a bass sound will help you distinguish vowel sounds from one another so that you don't mix up luck, lock, lack, muck, mock, mack, and all those minimal pairs that we covered in the previous episode. Plus, it's an easy way to help you project your voice in the way that Americans do when they're speaking. And then finally, it's extremely versatile. You can develop it quite easily because there are so many uses of it. And that's what we covered today. The 3 main uses where you're going to find this. And these are just the 3 main uses. There are even more examples, but, you know, I don't have time to go over every single example today now, do I? But following today's advice is going to help you apply this in the most practical sense. So now that you have all this information, if you are a seriously dedicated accent learner and you want my advice on what to do next, go back, listen to part 1 of the sound, the resting tongue position for Americans. Listen to that. Listen to the previous episode so that you've got some, so that you make sure you've got that muscle memory nice and clear. And then listen to this episode and take notes. Take notes the whole way through so that you pick up easily on what words you should be using this with and you determine your own sentences and your own phrases that are going to suit your life so that you can go about your day using this as quickly as possible. That's my advice. Take it or leave it. You can listen to your accent coach or you can ignore the advice of your accent coach. But either way, the advice is there. Now I've got to get to wrapping things up for today. I've got a class coming up in about 30 minutes. I got to prepare some stuff for that class. So make sure that you're subscribed to the Accent Training Podcast if you haven't subscribed already. As I've said, feel free to share this with your friends. And if you feel that you've seen some change in your spoken English over these last 3 episodes, then make sure that you give a rating or a like to this podcast on whatever app you use to listen to it so that newcomers to the podcast know what to expect before they're introduced to Pat, their personal accent coach. Have a good one, folks. I'm opening my doors of enrollment for the month of May. I've got 5 accent training spots available for 5 accent learners who want to see predictable progress learning to communicate in English with the same habits, the same patterns, and the same sounds that Americans use naturally. I've got limited space available this month, my friend. So apply right now through the link in the description if it's important for you to learn to speak English in the way that Americans listen for.